The challenge that is St. Louis, after seeing them three times this year and the close games that you've had as a team, how do you try and just get over that hump here tonight?
Well, I think it's more of the same. You know, I think we've shown a lot of good things, you know, a lot of positives to build around playing at St. Louis. And we know it's a challenging opponent. They're good in every aspect of the game, from the goaltending to their offense, and they limit the chances against. We have to match that and be better and stick with it for longer than they will. That's what it's going to take to beat them.
A guy like Tarasenko, how do you try and contain him as much as you can?
It's about, you know, limiting time and space for a player like that who has the ability to create things out of nothing sometimes. You got to really ensure that you're tight checking on him, finishing all checks, limiting those second opportunities that he may be able to develop because of his quickness. Yeah, they have some big bodies that move well, and you know, that's over the course of a game. That's something that wears on a team. That's certainly something that we like to do as a team. Our forecheck is built on going in and getting on the body. You have to prepare for it, and you know you're gonna get body check and go down there and get the job done. Take the hit to make the play. That's the biggest thing. That's one of the mental challenges in playing good teams coming down the stretch.
After the game in St. Louis, I mean, there's a lot of talk about Kingsley, the game-winning goal, sort of mm-hmm. thing. But to see the way that Andre's battled back at West, it starts nice as a teammate. I mean,
it's
got to be tough.
Yeah, it is. We all go through it in different ways. Certainly, the goalie has the greatest. You know, microscope on him when you know mistakes happen. They certainly feel it the most. But he's rebounded great. You know, he's been great all year for us. He's a great guy in the room. He has the support of the guys, and I think that's really paid off. You know, his confidence is really shining through right now, and he's playing great for us, and that's exactly what we need.
Does that third period help add to the confidence coming into this game tonight, where you know that you can start getting some things against them?
Yeah, to be able to have not played our best for the first 40 minutes and then give ourselves an opportunity to win that game, I think is a huge thing not to overlook. You know, we can be in a hockey game even when we're almost out of it, and I think that speaks to the depth in our dressing room, and should speak to our confidence as well to settle into a game and know that it doesn't take, you know, long for us to get our opportunities or chances. Sometimes it's going to take into the second, third, late in the third period to generate those chances. So it's about sticking with our game for the duration of the entire game.
Describe the games between these two teams.
Real playoff-esque, I would say. It's chippy, it's physical. Both teams play extremely tight. We seem to bring the best out in each other. You know, at times as far as systems go, and you know, it's a great hockey game. You feel alive when you play as a player. I guess it's the best way to describe it. These are the games that you play for.